Blog Talk Radio.
On a mountain, in a valley, I beheld only God. In hardship, I saw him by my side. In ease and well-being, I beheld only God. Like a candle, I melted. Amidst the sparks of the flames, I beheld only God. Good morning, my friends. Welcome today to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me to join our breaths together with God's breath. There have been so many days that I've been gone that I wanted to talk a bit about what I mean joining your breath with God, with the breath of God. I think that there's so much hoopla about meditation. There is almost an implication that you have to have lots of time, you have to have the perfect setting, you have to spend hours in preparation in order to learn to have one good meditation moment. And none of that really is necessary, although it's all very nice. So if you can have a place that's just your place, your prayer place in your home, good for you. Good for you. And go there during the day when you find yourself being pulled into the chaos of life. Take a moment. Be alone with God. Join your breath with God's breath. Suppose that your baby is crying and you just feel like screaming because nothing is going right. Go there. Give yourself 3 deep breaths, and my friends, I promise you, that's all it takes. Just remembering to breathe. We all have times in our lives when we forget to breathe, all. Even the most devout. I know that I haven't read a book about the Dalai Lama, although I could. I have some here that I bought, thought I would. But you know, all of our stories are the same. And I think that finding that all of our stories is the same was something I learned when I read about Yogananda and the autobiography of Yogananda. And the thing about Yogananda is that in his book, The Autobiography, he talks about building the beautiful place to meditate at Mount Washington down in Los Angeles. And if you're ever there, you should go. Go. Walk. Feel. Meditate. You take some deep breaths. What was significant about Yogananda is he had so many heightened sixth senses, and yet every month when the bills came, he worried about paying them at this palatial building. He worried about whether there would be enough money to pay the bills. Sounds pretty human, huh? I'm sure that when his family members were ill, he also talked about worrying about them, knowing their passing. All of us have worries. All of us have concerns that can bring us into the chaos of life and take us away from the peace that God can bring us. And the way we come back to God is we take 3 deep breaths. So if you have a place in your house that you leave your energy waiting, then go there at times when you feel yourself being pulled into the chaos of life. I just lit a piece of incense in a place that I come to when I need to remember the peace of God. A place where I can take 3 deep breaths and will immediately fill my final breath, begin emerging with the breath of God, and know that I am not alone. And that's the peace, my friends. We are not alone. Everything is okay. choices we've made are done. The choices to come are not yet here. All we have is right now in this moment with God. And so let us begin our meditation this morning as we move to meld our breath with the breath of God. Please find a comfortable position for yourself. I can't say what that will be because everyone has their own once again. Maybe you feel comfortable laying down. I can't because I'll fall asleep. But that's okay too if that's what you need, and that may be what you need. You may need to sit cross-legged with your feet facing the heavens. You may need to sit cross-legged with your feet facing the front of your calves. You may need to sit down on the ground with your legs spread out. You may sit on a chair. You may sit on a concrete bench, as I did at Mount Washington the last time I was there. Put yourself in a comfortable position. And then I would like you to begin breathing slowly and deeply. And we're going to listen to Daniel Kobayaka's Pathless Journey today. As we begin our meditation, I will change the music as we move through. But let's start with Daniel Kobayaka's Pathless Journey. And let us begin to breathe. I'd like you to imagine that your nose is in the soles of your feet. Because what we want to work toward is a very long, deep breath. And by doing that, by pulling the air up through the soles of your feet, you elongate your breath. And I encourage you to breathe in through your nose if you can, but breathing in through your mouth is fine. There is no right way to connect with God, but your way for you. So let's pull our breath in, and as you pull it in, feel it come up the front of your calves. Whoops, some people are saying, whoa, 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 I've already lost my breath, I need to breathe again. That's fine, I call it sipping. I breathe in too. I try to avoid breathing out if I can, but I do breathe in. And right now we are breathing in together. So we're pulling the air up across the front of your calves, up the front of your thighs. We're coming together. It's crossing across your buttocks. And now we're going to come up your spine, your divining rod. As you pull that breath up, I want you to cleanse your chakra. With the cleansing breath, you are releasing all fear. You are embracing the creative aspect of yourself. You are embracing the healing part of yourself. Pull that healing breath up. Come to your heart and throw back your shoulders. Now move up to your throat. Our throats. The zone of ill-conceived words spoken casually. I call that the zone of forgiveness. I think for man, most violence, most non-love come first with words. Whether words spoken around the dinner table, spoken casually to friends, repeated, words spoken face to face in times of anger, words spoken to strike the position for your ego that you are right. And now let us forgive ourselves all the ill-conceived words that we have spoken in the past. So that when we finish this meditation, we will be fresh. Open your throat chakra and allow the breath to clear as you move up to your third eye. Right in the center of your forehead, the zone of manifestation. Stop for a second. Yes, you're sipping. It's okay. Just sip in some breath. And envision today as you would like it to be. And then as you live today, remember you. You can manifest whatever it is that you choose be a part of your life. Happiness, sadness, joy. Today, let us manifest out. And now your breath is coming to the top of your head, the crown chakra. And I want you to imagine that your head is opening up and a beautiful beam of light is coming out. And as it does, it melds with the eternal light of God. The breath of God measures and meshes with yours, pushing out negative thought, sense of ill will, the chaos of life, and like a piper tubing system, your breath goes through and merges with God's breath. And now, breathe out, and as you do, breathe out, I am loved. Empty your lungs. And now let us take another breath, this time in silence. And as you do, please reach out your right hand or your left hand, whichever is dominant for you. And take the hand of God who's waiting for you in your prayer spot, holding the hand of God and pulling in your second breath, I want you to believe and know that you are enough. And as you get to begin your third breath, reach out your second hand and take the hand of another listener's God, so that we form a circle of love here. God, man, God, woman, God, human, God, human, God, human. As you breathe out, know and say in your mind and out loud, I am loved. And now I'm going to let you sit here for 1 minute in the presence of God, breathing in and out and sharing your breath with God. Breathing in, I am enough. Breathing out, I am loved. So many times we lose track of how long a minute is. And what we can gain in just 1 minute. And if we could truly slow our lives down to just 1 minute at a time, how much peace we could invite into our life. how much we could accomplish by moving slower, more deliberately, more intently. 1 minute. Now, as we sit here, linked together with God, let us breathe in. And as you breathe in, I want you to imagine that God is healing you, and that we are healing each other through our combined prayers and meditation of all physical malaise, of physical dis-ease. So you're going to pull in a cleansing, healing breath. And as you do, I want you to imagine the power coming from God up your arms as you are breathing, so that you meld and merge yourself and your breath with the energy that it's got. And as you do, I want you to see God cleansing you of illness, pulling any illness away from your body, to your right, to your left, cleansing so that you are sitting in a bubble that is like a shower, and that shower is spraying divine energy, luminescent light on, as you see the particles like water in the shower coming out and effervescing. That as you are touched by this water, you are physically healed. Every disfiguration that you imagine is a part of you. Every health issue that you see within your body begins getting lighter. And those unseen begin feeling better. So let us pull the energy in so that you can feel God's breath rushing through your bloodstream, pulling out particles that cause you ill health, pulling out old stresses and strains that you have clung to throughout your life. Breathing in, clean, clear, cleansing breath. And blowing out the negativity that is keeping you in bad health, that poses health risks to you, that keeps you sad, that keeps you down. Pulling in the wonderful light energy as the shower bubble around you becomes foggy with love. All there is you and God, encircled by God's love, healing yourself of mental and emotional illness, and now sit in the presence of God. Feel the energy of God around you, of love around you. As you breathe in through your nose, feel your skin begin to vibrate with the joy of God's presence around you. continue to meditate. I'm going to put on Heaven and Earth Spirits for us to finish out the program with. Breathing in through your nose. Feel the refreshing quality of your breath. Feel the power that it brings to your body. Feel it uniting with God's breath as you know you are safe. As you breathe out, release the thoughts that hold you in chaos. Feel the wonder of God's breath merged with your breath, holding you now as the perfect being that you are for all that you have lived. Of God around you as your hands become warm with the energy connection of being one with God. Feel the cleansing energy that comes from God to you. Breaths that you focus solely on. Think just about your breath. Feel it come up the front of your calves, your thighs, cross your hips. Now pull it up through your chakras, fearless. Creative, healing, loving, caring, forgiving, manifesting. Manifest yourself as healthy in all ways. Set in the zone of manifestation as you sit with your breath, holding hands with God, surrounded on all sides by love and cleansing energy. beginning to exit the secure, perfect cleansing shower that you're in, and envision yourself as a wonderful, clear energy, sparkling, healthy being, sitting side by side with God, so that the circle that we are in becomes a blinding light of love and health. All disease is put aside as we sit and realize all things are possible with God. And now let us send health to our loved ones. Let us find ways to care for those who are healthy. Let us not adopt the idea that we have to have disease and pain and suffering and death because there are too many of us, to not that it's a natural course. Let's instead embrace life with dignity and love, making sure that those who are alive have dignity, have food, have shelter, and know that they are enough in God's eyes. Let's ascend that energy out from our group today as we sit in this dynamic, loving, healthy circle, embracing our health and knowing that we can make a difference. I'd like you to begin to pull in your breath. As you blow out and begin to come back to sitting in your personal, special place, I'd like you to keep your dominant hand in the hand of God. And I'd like you to remember the feeling of God holding your hand, so that as you go about your day today and tomorrow, you know that you are enough. You are enough for God to hold hands with you. You are never alone. You are safe. Let go of your fellow listeners' God's hand and hold just your God's hand and know that you are loved. I send you good wishes, my friends, for this week, this healthy week ahead of you. May you know the presence of God is with you always. May you take time to merge your breath with God's. It doesn't take long to get back to this place of peace if you remember the way. Until next week, namaste, or for those of you who come on Sunday, namaste too, and peace be with you until then. Best wishes. Remember, you are uniquely created to